Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Beef demand, it's complicated. We'll get into that with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe. And I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Ahead of the coronavirus pandemic, we had the chance to sit down and talk with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel about the complicated world of beef demand.
Daryl, let's talk a little bit about a study that and some work that you've done down through the years. I guess really this is almost something you've looked at every which way for literally decades, and that is beef demand. And I can't, maybe your thesis is beef demand is not a simple equation.
No, it isn't. You know, and I think we've probably tried to make it too simple in the past. And economists probably have contributed to this problem. We like to draw those diagrams that have price and quantity on an annual aggregate basis and show demand curves and so on. But the fact is that, you know, beef is lots of different products. Consumers don't go buy beef in a generic sense. They buy specific beef products. So when we think about demand, we always want to talk about the impacts of pork and poultry competing proteins on beef demand. But the fact of the matter is, at the point of purchase, when somebody's making the decision, whether it's in a grocery store or in a restaurant, you know, they're looking at a specific beef product, and many times the thing that's going to influence whether they buy that product is some other beef product. So if you're looking at steaks, there's a series of steaks, and you're going to compare those. You know, we don't really have a very good understanding of that, and as economists, we've never been able to analyze that because we frankly don't have the data to. So we undertook a very different kind of project in this particular case to try to dig into those product relationships within the beef carcass.
And Dr. Peel says when you start adding them all up, we're talking thousands of different products coming from that one carcass.
You know, if you ask packers, and I have asked them, how many products come out of packing houses at the first level of fabrication, and they will tell you that they've got product codes for several thousand products. Now, that includes byproducts, hides, hooves, and other things. And so, but even if you take that out, it's several hundred muscle cuts or various beef muscle products that come out of packing plant. What we often overlook, I think, is we gloss over that further processing sector that takes a lot of that meat. And if you think about going into a restaurant and ordering a steak, that comes out cut to a certain size, portioned out, thickness, size, weight, dimensions, and all that. Somebody has to do that. And everybody does it a little bit different. And so several hundred to maybe a few thousand products that come out of the packing plants turn into several more thousand products once that final processing is done. So one of the things that we really garnered in this series of interviews that we did was to appreciate just how complex of a set of products it is. And as time goes on, we're doing more and more things. And every time you do something different, you create new challenges. Because if you cut a steak a little bit different, then you get some different trim. That trim usually is a product that goes into some other market, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's just an amazing amount of complexity in that system.
So, you know, keeping that in mind, all this, you know, the consumer dollar is what you're obviously wanting to attract to these various products. There's a lot of, I guess, decision making that's being made on the consumer side of things.
Absolutely. You know, again, there's all of these different products, and where they're going to very diverse markets. So, you know, we take that beef animal apart, we disassemble it into these thousands of different products, which is makes the economics of the beef industry and livestock industries in general unique to most products, because we're not putting something together and selling one final product. We're taking a complex input, that animal, apart and marketing it through thousands of different final markets. So it's a big challenge already. And again, the more we do with these things, the more opportunities we have for new markets, for new products, for new ways of processing and fabricating these products. It just adds to the challenge. It's getting more complex, not less, over time, and it's already a lot more complex than we really appreciated before.
Bottom line, according to Dr. Peel, when you start talking about beef demand, you do the industry a disservice if you try to simplify it too much. Beef demand, a complicated equation to say the least, with thousands of products to take into consideration. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policymaking opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.